Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Hello, today we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse number 18. Open thou my eyes, that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. I think this is one of the most beautiful prayers of Psalm 119, and I find myself praying this quite often as I go to God and I ask the Lord to open up the scriptures, the understanding of God's word to me. I think it's so important. In the story that we have in the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he said unto them, "Who do men say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ," or "Thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And so we have to understand, when we're reading the Bible is a spiritual book, and we need God to open up his word to us. It's almost like a treasure box or a treasure chest where you need to have the keys to open up the treasure box in order to see the content. In this case, the Holy Spirit is the key for us to understand and have God's word revealed to our hearts. And Acts chapter 26, when Paul was remembering his days of his conversions, in verse number 15, we read, "And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. But arise and stand unto thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make you a minister, a witness both of these things which you have seen and those things which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles on whom I have sent thee, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of their sins." You know, the beautiful thing about the work of God, that God wants us to open up our eyes. He wants us to know the truth of the gospel in order that we might be delivered from darkness to light. And so the psalmist prays, "Lord, please open my eyes." I love it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where in verse number 4, we read, "In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not." See, there's a purpose and an agenda of the God of this world, which is another name for Satan, how he is blinded, because he doesn't want people to come to know the truth of God's word. And as he goes on in verse 4 of chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, "Lest the light of the gospel..." the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You know, so the effect of God's word, even as the psalmist prayed, he says, "Lord, please open my eyes." As our eyes are open to God's word, we are able to see the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God. He goes on, he says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves who are servants for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine in darkness." And that's the beauty. As we see this world, who's really a world that's under captive of the prince of darkness, Satan himself. He commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shine in the hearts, to give us light of the knowledge. And here it is, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so as the psalmist is asking God to open up his eyes, that he might see Jesus, that he might see and know and grow his understanding of the love of God and the grace of God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, we read that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, might give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's the prayer that Paul had. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he might give you spiritual wisdom in the revelation, otherwise the unwrapping, the revealing of the knowledge of him. And then he goes on, that our eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling, that we might know him and the riches of his glory. And this is, again, very important, that we might know the riches of his glory in the inheritance of his saints. In Psalm 119, verse 18, he says not only the his prayers that open my eyes, he says the reason why he might wanted his eyes to be open is that he might be able to discover and see the wondrous things out of thy law, or else out of thy law, out of God's word. Paul here is saying in Ephesians, he says that our eyes might be enlightened, otherwise our understanding might come to the place that we might see the glory of his inheritance in the saint, and to know what the hope of our calling is. It's my prayer that each day as we go to God's word, as we look at God's word, that we would just take time and just ask the Lord, say, Lord, would you please speak to me? Would you please open up your word to my heart? And as we do that, as we move through God's word daily, and as we spend time, God, I believe it's his desire is to reveal the truth of his grace to our hearts, and that we too might behold wondrous things out of his word. Father, we thank you. We thank you, even as the psalmist prayed so many, many years ago, that we could echo this prayer. Oh, Lord, please open up our eyes. Open up my eyes, that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. Lord, we just pray that even this day that you might speak to us, that you might encourage us in our walk with you. And Lord, so we just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name for how good you are to us. Amen. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.